Give Jesus a hand.
I came here tonight not to preach at you or teach you, but to have an experience with the living God. How about you? And I said, experience with the living God. How about you? We're the winning team. Let's act like it. Devil didn't get the memo 2,000 years ago. He lost. He never got the memo. He didn't realize what happened. We are the winning team because we have Jesus inside us. Amen? If you don't have him inside you, let him in right now. Tonight's your night. Just say, Jesus. Everybody, whether you've done it before or not, Jesus, come into my heart. You're my Lord and Savior. With you I have victory. With you I have eternal life. With you I have joy. Wind of the Spirit. There's a new wind. There's a wind of awakening. But all over the country, all over the world this year, there's a wind of awakening. It's happening. All the things we've been prophesying and singing about for years, the fields are white. They've been white for a while. Now's the time. This is the, I'm here to tell you, the wave is about to crash. The wave is about to crash. This is the year that the voice of the Lord will be heard through the sound of his word. The voice of the Lord is heard through the sound of his word. That's always been true. But now, this year, it's just ripe. His word, releasing his word to wherever you go, brings the atmosphere of heaven. During Pentecost, there's a mighty rushing wind. I believe that wind was the sound of heaven breaking into earth, the sound of eternity crashing into now time. See, eternity is not forever. Eternity is the absence of earthly time. It's authority over earthly time. If we could have that echo, 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 go, 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 that'd be good, good, good. Eternity is not forever. When they first started the IHOP out in Kansas City, I went up to Kansas City and I'm thinking, 2 hours of worship, how am I ever going to do 2 hours of worship? And then I thought about eternity. And when I get to heaven, I might be on one of those clouds with a big harp. How am I going to do worship for eternity? I get tired after a couple hours. And I realized that it's not forever. Eternity is the ongoing, ever-present now. Right now. And to walk in the miraculous isn't magic. God has no respecter of persons. He's given us the key. He says, I've forgotten your past. If you've turned to him, I don't get pulled back by the voices of my past. They try to. I had a rough past of my own making. I suffered from alcoholism and drug addiction from the age of 19 to the age of 38. I was born in 1950, you do the math. I was homeless in Boston, and I was a drunk. I was a cocaine addict, and I was $120,000 in debt. And I had bad people who wanted me dead. They actually had a thing on my head. They call it a contract. But I'm here and they're not. Somebody give Jesus some praise. That's a true story. Due to foolishness that I perpetrated. I'm not bragging about that. I'm not saying I'm cool. That's Jesus. I'm here because of Jesus, not because of Kevin. Kevin got himself in a mess. However, God took care of each and every bit of that. I let him into my life and he changed everything. That $120,000 was done. That those people are gone. No longer a force in my life. And bit by bit, Jesus took everything that was wrong in my life and in bad English but good theology made me more better and less worse. I'm made new in the Spirit because Jesus is in me. But I need my mind washed in the water of the Word daily. Because those voices from the past will try to pull me into the past. And the fear of the future will keep me from being in the present, which is where God speaks, the ever-present now. And that mighty rushing wind is always going in the present. And when we sing a new song,
or you have a now
word, it's because God is speaking in the eternals. Speaking in the eternals. I hear His word. His word goes through me. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak, correct? Is that not the word of God? Out of the abundance of His heart, He's in heaven. He's the Father of lights. He's the Creator. The very passion of His heart is what created. When He said, light be, light is, and is continuing to be now, thousands and thousands of years later, that creative spark of the passion of creation in the Father now surrounds us, and the world, through all the sounds of the world and the other side, the dark side, tries to take and muffle and strangle the creative, loving voice of the Father. And my job is to shut that other voice up. And allow the voice of His creative love to come through me. And that's when miracles happen. It's that simple. We make it way too hard. Jesus said to the woman with the issue of blood in Luke, He said, be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well. Faith is what went to the target to heal. She had an issue of blood. She reached through the crowd and touched, which was, you didn't do that. First of all, in those days, with all due respect, she was a woman. And he was a rabbi. He didn't touch a rabbi. She just broke all the rules. Broke all the religious rules. Touched him. With hunger, with desperation. The doctors, physicians couldn't heal her. And one touch from him. And he said, who touched me? The apostle said, what do you mean? They're pressing it around you. Everybody's touching you. He said, no, I felt the dunamis. I felt the power. I felt the virtue go out of me. The substance of heaven, the love of the Father left him. Out of the abundance of his heart, the mouth speaks, His word came out, and the word became flesh in her and dwelt among us. He healed. It's always the Father's will to heal. Always the Father's will to heal. And when that will comes out of heaven through the veil into earth, it's called the anointing. The Greek word is Christos, Christ, the Christ. It's not His last name, it's an explanation of who He is. The acute, present anointing, and that's what heals. And tonight, He's present. He's present, He's here. It's not magic. The other guys do magic. We don't have to do magic. We do faith and love. And faith comes by how? In hearing what? His word. His word. Compassion is what sends that faith to the target to heal. Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And so tonight, as we gather together, drop all your stuff, whatever you came in. It matters not. Leave it all at the door. Shake it off. Come together as one in unity. We don't have to agree. We just need to be in unity. We don't even have to like each other. You don't have to like me. It's okay, as long as we love each other. Agape. We make room for each other. The space I allow for you is where my God lives. The space that I allow for you is one place that my God lives. My beloved wife Cynthia sends her love. She's in upstate New York tonight with our grandchildren. We got new grandchildren. I got a 15-month-old that's running around throwing all the floatable toys in the toilet. He thinks it's a swimming pool. He's awesome. I just got a video, right? If he could say, Grandpa, I love you, he would. I would do anything to make that boy smile in the morning when he's visiting me. Strange sounds and faces come out of Grandfather. Strange sounds. I'll do anything to make him smile, almost. And I said, Father God, what's that all about? He says, you know how you feel? When he looks at you and smiles, he doesn't even speak yet. He can't do it. Right? He makes strange sounds back at me. And when he smiles, I light up. And Papa God said, that's how I feel when you smile at me. When's the last time you just smiled at God and didn't ask Him for anything? When's the last time you just smiled at Him? Why don't you just take a minute, close your eyes so you don't feel goofy. And just smile at Father God. Feel the atmosphere in the room change. Just feel the change. He's our Papa.
Yes, He's the Creator. Yes, He's many things. He's many attributes of God. He's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. Those are the intrinsic values of God. But He's my Daddy.
We heal as our image of God heals. You become like the God you adore.
But my God is a stern, lightning, bolt-throwing God.
Then guess what I get to be? I get to be harsh and judgmental because that's the way my God is. I get to be the Facebook Pharisees.
That went over.
My God is loving. Not mushy-gushy, sloppy agape, but a loving father with good boundaries that knows when to say no in love, then I get to be the same way. Non-general father, father-mother, non-general creator God. So that substance is heaven. It's not so much that I go to heaven, but heaven comes through me. His word comes through me and out in the atmosphere. If I speak his word comes from his heart. I speak his word from my heart, out of the abundance of my heart, then what am I doing? I'm spreading heaven. I'm spreading the atmosphere of heaven. I'm expanding heaven on earth. And that's when things happen. That's when miraculous happen. That's when miracles happen. Back here. Is that good?
That's good, because that's all I got. Ain't gonna leave it.
That awakening I was talking about, you see, revival is awakening to that which already is. Revival is awakening to that which already is. Hope is a feeling. Faith, was it St. Hebrews, is a substance of things hoped for. Hope is a springboard to faith. Hope is good. It's good to have hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. You want to springboard from hope to faith. See, it says in Colossians 1:27, the mystery that's been hidden from the ages, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm on earth. It's Christ in me. I'm hoping for glory. Come on, do something here. I need you. Hello. That's my New York accent. But Colossians 3:1-3, it's me in Christ. When I'm in heaven, it's me in Christ. Now I'm on earth, but I'm in heaven. That's what the word says, right? Co-crucified, co-buried, co-risen, ascended at the right hand. He's at the right hand. We sit with him in heavenly places. So I'm on earth, but I'm in heaven. So if my focus is earthly, it's good. Because God made the earth and said it was good. So it's good to be here, but heaven is perfect. Everything on earth is a type and a shadow, a pale comparison of heaven. The reason we have air on earth to breathe is because there's a substance in heaven that gives life. It's called the love of the Father. When that love, again, comes through the veil, it's called the anointing. It comes through me, around me, all around me, and we create that atmosphere. I can share it away, I can scare it away with words, I can scare it away with actions, I can scare it away with a harsh, judgmental spirit. I can call myself a Christian and quote all the righteousness I want, but if my heart isn't right, guess what? I am wrecking the atmosphere. I am pushing heaven away. You can call it whatever you want, but you're shoving the Holy Spirit because earth no longer looks like heaven. So I'm on earth. I'm hoping for glory. But in Colossians 3, when I'm in him, then my vision is earthly. I mean heavenly, excuse me. When on earth it's earthly. When I'm in heaven, obviously it's heavenly. Okay? So with that, I don't have to hope for glory anymore because there's three things. What are they? Faith, hope, and the greatest of these is, if you're in heaven, do you need hope? Do you need faith? You're in heaven. You're there. You don't have to hope for glory. You're in the glory. So the quantum law of the observer would say that whatever you look at, eventually you receive. If you keep your eyes on Jesus, what are you going to get? If you keep your eyes on sin, what are you going to get? Sooner or later, you're keeping your eyes on a problem, the problem keeps coming back. The word says, lift up your head, O ye, that the King of glory might come in. Keep your eyes on him, not on the sin. Admit the sin, turn to the Father, don't beat yourself up. But when you sin, you're not a sinner, but yet you sin. It's no longer your nature to sin when you've received him. But when you sin, you admit it, you turn to him, you confess your sins one to another, you fill up on the love and light of creation, and you keep walking. I had an old timer when I got in that group that was helping me in recovery, and it said, the old guy said to me, kid, in life's journey, you're gonna fall in a hole. Oh, well, that's encouraging. Thank you. Good word. Don't furnish the hole. Don't get comfortable in the hole. Pull yourself up out of the hole and keep walking.
Don't beat yourself up. Oh, I did it again. Admit what you did. And then bring God into the equation and keep walking. Turn up and turn. The true repentance is filling up on His Word. Filling up on His love and His light. The next time, whatever your stronghold is, whatever your weakness is, everybody seems to have one. You know, I have more than one. I'm not proud of that, just the way it is, okay? When the devil starts speaking to me, which is called what? Temptation? This is what I say. This is cool. I love this because it works every time if you do it. I have the vision of me and Jesus sitting in beach chairs. Kind of like the beer commercial, only we're drinking iced tea. The Corona commercial, you know, they're sitting on the beach in the picture. The devil's knocking at the door. Right? He's thinking Kevin's going to come to the door and he's got him. Every time the devil knocks at the door, I say, Jesus, the devil's at the door. Would you mind getting it? Well, that couldn't work. That's just way too simple. That's stupid. Let me tell you, it puts the fire out immediately. Imagine the devil comes to the door, he thinks he's got Kevin, and all of a sudden he sees Jesus. What does the word say? Resist the devil and he shall what? You can hear him go, beep, beep, beep. That's the sound of the devil backing up. Taking out the trash. Beep, beep, beep. Every time, but you gotta do it. You gotta draw the line. I do it. And when you're in a fight, you need something simple. When you get somebody coming against you and your family, coming against things, you need, so you don't take a gun to, you don't take a knife to a gunfight. You make sure that you're loaded. You make sure that you got what you need in a fight. And you need something real simple. When the bullets are flying against you in the spirit, the enemy's coming against you, you need something really simple and true and tried and true, and that's the Word of God. That's what Jesus did. He threw the Word of God out. He released the Word of God as he knew when the devil fled. He tempted him three times, and each and every time he was gone. And so for me, it's real simple. I just say, Jesus, would you mind getting the door? You are the Word. That's good enough for me. And each and every time, the Redeemer of the universe gets out of the chair and gets the door. And the bad fire goes out. Just like that. It's awesome. And what have I done? I've ushered heaven in again. Not that I'm perfect. But I've been set apart. That's the definition of holy. I've been set apart. Set apart. So that I can walk in that atmosphere. And in my own flesh, imperfect. But with Him, I'm walking with heaven. I'm walking in heaven. And that's how miracles happen. And when we get the awakening, so that's a great awakening. When we get the awakening of that which already is who we are, then that's when we start to manifest heaven. That's when things start to happen in us, on us, around us, and through us. God's working through us. And not just the people in pulpit ministry or traveling ministry, but this awakening, this next great awakening, which is right upon us, right here, right now, is about the church, the ecclesia, God's ruling committee of heaven coming to earth to bring down the gavel of justice to agree with the words of Jesus that said, it is finished. You get to bring the gavel down and say, it is finished. That's the ecclesia. Ooh, somebody give me an amen. Looks like hunting season up here. It's like the deer in the headlight. You should see the view I have. You're looking pretty good, actually, because you know what I mean. I'm not looking for a fight, believe me, all right? Releasing the Word of God into every situation. Ask the Lord, again, real simple. I don't want to memorize the whole Bible. Ask Him each and every morning for one verse. Give Him one scripture that you're going to need today. He's going to put somebody in your place. I can handle one scripture. Right? Take to get a scripture. Right? Well, and hold it. And He'll give it to you. He'll put the person in front of you. He'll give it to you. And you get to release it. And you may see the evidence of it right away, and you may not, but your job, you're responsible for the effort, not the result. He'll take care of the result. I got hearing aids. A lot of rock and roll music when I was a sober bartender for 10 years, never once drank. God walked in and sobered me up and allowed me to bartend for over 10 years in a ski area in Vermont, Stratton Mountain. I'm not that good. My ministry started at the bar because everybody knew I was a drunk. And here I am sober. They used to bring their alcoholic relatives and kids and husbands up and say, do what he's doing. He used to be an idiot. Now he's a sober idiot.
We had prayer meetings in the liquor room before the shift. The whole crew got born again. Everybody got saved. We made more gratuities than anybody else. People couldn't figure it out. It was awesome. We walked in favor. That's when my ministry started. It was great. I'm not saying do that. 35 days out of rehab, that's in the natural, not a good thing. Don't try this at home. But Jesus. See the power of God's word? But I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I'm just beginning to wake up now. After what, 20s, coming up my 27th year. Right? I was 11 months sober. And one of my mentors brought me to the rail of a Bible-believing, spirit-filled Episcopal church in Manchester, Vermont, and said, you want Jesus in your life? And I said, okay. It's real spiritual. Yeah, okay. Nothing else is working. Seriously. God will meet you right where you are. This is what my grandmother used to say, Agnes Fitzgerald, fine Irish woman. God will meet you right where you are, just don't make him walk too far. I sent him on a little journey. I was not proud of that, but she was a great woman. She was awesome. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit too? These are my words. Yeah, if that's part of the deal. God will meet you right where you are. That's why I opened it up tonight. If you've never said those words tonight, we're not filling out applications. We're not taking thumbprints. We make it way, way too hard. We make a big canyon you have to step up and over to become this thing called a Christian, which is really a believer. You need a revelatory understanding of God rather than just saying some words. You need to have him in your life each and every day, made new, because he's new every day. I continually ask for the revelation of who he is in my life. I almost died a year and a half ago. My body stopped making red blood. They didn't know why. They rushed me to the hospital. I get in the hospital, and I knew it was God. I get in the hospital, and the nurse says to me, so what do you do? I said, I'm in ministry. I said, what kind? I said, healing. She laughed. She says, you're born again? I said, yeah. Bible believing? Oh, yeah. Spirit filled? Yeah. Me too. He pulls me in, starts talking about the Holy Spirit. Guy comes in with the intake machine. Did I hear somebody say, Holy Ghost, let's have a meeting? Now there's three of us, and the Spirit of God falls in the room with a little curtain. The doctor comes in and goes, what's it? Never mind. I'll be back later. She's speaking in tongues. The place is going crazy, and I get the peace of God all over me. I felt like I was about to die. I mean, I was that close. That close. The Spirit of God came over me. The doctor gets me upstairs, different doctor. He says to me, so you're in ministry, huh? Yeah. I hear you're in healing ministry. Yeah. So what are you doing here? These are my exact words. I came here to invite you into my miracle. I want to hear what you know. Where did you graduate anyways? You at the top of your class or the bottom of your class? I'm not quite sure if I want you dealing with me yet. He says, I was pretty close to the top. I said, good. Dealing with your top guy, you're dealing with my top guy. I said, all right. Let's just, he says, I want you to talk to me, not down to me. I want you to tell me what's going on because I'm going to go to WebMD and find out what you're talking about. We can converse back and forth about it. I can take your diagnosis and bring it right to heaven because that's what I do. You do what you do. I thank you for your diagnosis, and I'm going to bring it right to heaven. I'm going to rise up with none of the diseases of Egypt upon you, it says in Deuteronomy. And that's the Old Testament. That's good. The Old Covenant was good, but it says in Hebrews the New Covenant's even better. And I'm walking in the New Covenant. I'm in the place of victory. I'm in the New Testament. My words go through Calvary. They're covered in the blood of Jesus. And if I'm made in his likeness, my word is light just like his light. I'm not God, but I'm made in his image. And when my words go in, they're blood-covered light, and they make a difference wherever they land, because that word will not come back void. Come on. I'm preaching better than your amen, and come on. Spiritual Father Wayne Anderson says that all the time. You're preaching better than your amen. Do you hear where I'm going with this? You feel the atmosphere in this room. You feel the atmosphere changing. It's all about the atmosphere. It's all about releasing the word so we can walk into the word. I walk into the word every day. There's many things I don't want to do, like a phone call I don't want to make, a job I don't want to do, somebody I don't want to meet. Maybe it's one of the sandpaper people in my life. You probably got one just popped into your mind, you know? Maybe two. My wife says sandpaper finishes the job. You should be grateful for them. Depending on what my mood is, I'll say, go find somebody to mentor. And then I can hear her walking away, shaking her head, going, Father, I'm having a problem with your son.
That's when I hit my knees.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, guys, never buy your wife flowers when you're in trouble. Only buy her flowers when things are good. Buy her chocolates when you're in trouble. Only kidding.
Wow. Releasing his word. Yeah.
Matthew 9:26-36. One of those. Jesus preached the gospel in the synagogue. He preached the good news of the kingdom. The kingdom's not a place. The kingdom is the dominion, the dom of the king. The kingdom is his rule and reign. The kingdom is his power and his authority. In every place that you go and I go, we bring the kingdom. People say, well, you're going to pray for revival? I say, no. Every place I go is revival because he's in me. It's not to realize that it's good to pray for revival and you intercede. I'm not saying don't do that. But when you get the revelation that he lives inside you, every place you go is awakening. Every place is pulsating light. Every place is resonating word. If you catch his word and you agree with it, you're resonating his word. Wherever you go, you're changing the atmosphere. The Western church has been too busy being thermometers rather than thermostats. We've been, oh, brother, it's getting bad out there. You know? I know. I've been around for 64 years. I've been watching television. I've been going to the movies. Hollywood hasn't got a clue. It's changing. Everything's become a new normal. They consider it normal. Everybody's is tuned. Somebody tuned to the wrong psalm in the beginning, and they all tune to each other, and they think they're in tune. It's a whole different sound. We have the sound. We have the sound of heaven. That's when we reverberate the sound of heaven. Right there in John, right in the beginning of John. And the word, the sound, became substance. The word became flesh. That might sound new agey, but it's not. It's old agey. We had it first. Right? Don't be running away from things because, oh, it's new agey. Like the rainbow. We had the rainbow first. It's right in Genesis. Genesis 9. I love the rainbow people. But, you know, give me a break. So the church has been running from things because they're afraid of being branded as not the word. Tested in the word. Everything begins in the word and ends in the word and tested by the spirit. The word and the spirit together in balance, and let God bring that through your life and explode it into your life. And every place I go, I prophesy the word in front of me. When there's that phone call I don't want to make or the person I don't want to deal with, then I just release it out in front. I do the thing I don't want to do first, get it out of the way, and my life becomes easier as I'm sliding into the things that I like to do. Now prophesy. It's going to be a great phone call. Monday is actually going to be wonderful this week. One heck of a way to spend 1/7 of your life, Mondays. It's going to be wonderful. And guess what? I put that word out in front of me. That's not wishful thinking. That's the word of God coming out of my mouth. Positive prophetic proclamation brings destiny activation. Positive prophetic proclamation will bring destiny activation. See the problem, speak the solution. Speak the problem. That's the word, swoop. His voice will be heard through the power of his word. Start releasing that word and watching things happen. Wow, who's got pain in their lower back right now? Is that you? God's going to take care of that right now. Come here. What's your name?
Ivy.
Ivy, all right.
Ivy.
Ivy. All right, so you're going to get an IV of the Holy Spirit. All right, good. Where's the pain? All right, can I touch you there? Is that okay? Okay. All right, now how long have you had the pain?
Since last week.
What happened?
Well, either I was doing exercises or I was lifting something.
All right. So it's kind of like an accident or something, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just checking. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, just something like that. All right, so let's just take forgiveness right now. Let's all of us together receive the blood-washed forgiveness of Jesus right now. We receive it. Thank you, Papa. And now you release it into the situation, either one of those, whichever it was. Maybe you forgive yourself or somebody else. It doesn't matter. Just release the forgiveness into the situation. Because when forgiveness will open and clean the pipes so that living water can flow. Right there. Okay, now I want you to relax. Okay, you just turn on receive and say, Father.
Father.
I receive.
My miracle.
Because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, just release that substance into her back right now. The heat of the Holy Spirit, the substance of his passionate, creative love coursing through your body right now. What are you feeling?
Well, what am I feeling?
Is there any sensation?
No, not yet.
Okay. Just relax right there. I want you to bend over at the waist. Right there. Come up again. Would you sit in that chair just for a minute? I want to take a look at your feet. See if one is a little bit down here. It's not proposing. I'm happily married. This one's a little shorter than the other. Sometimes one leg is longer or shorter than the other. Yeah, it needs to come into alignment. That's where the pain comes from. You probably aggravated that one, whatever you did. Okay. This one, okay, be loose now in the name of Jesus. I said be loose now in the name of Jesus. I speak to the spine and I say come in line with the word of God. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Now that in your family background, the word is iniquity, that which is passed down through the family line through the generations. Different families have different iniquities. Mine was alcoholism. Everybody usually has got something, some good, some bad, but the iniquity. Jesus was bruised for our iniquities, which means he took it, which means it's not there. It's alive. But you don't understand. It's manifesting in my family because you're believing it. And when you positively prophesy the solution, it goes away because what you're doing, in the book of Hebrews it says Jesus lives in heaven to make intercession for us. That should change the way you pray rather than saying please Jesus, and it's nice to be polite to Jesus, but if he's already praying, what are you saying please for? He's saying, I've been waiting for you to show up and become my prayer partner. Whole different outlook. Now be loose. I speak of the bones, the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons, and I say, come in line with the word of God now. In that diagnosis of plantar fasciitis, we now rise above the diseases of earth now. We bring it right to heaven, and heaven come through the veil into earth, into this foot now, and have your way. Get up. Just breathe that in. I want you to stand up again. I want you to turn sideways. Good, I just bend over here, so a couple times up and down. One, it's down next. Give me four more. Well, we don't want you to hyperventilate here. She's doing good till she passed out. Now, did you have pain when you came in?
No.
All right, now 0 to 10, 10 being the worst pain, and 0 being no pain. What did you have when you walked in? Give the pain a number when you came in.
Right.
7. What's it now? Would that be a 0? Give Jesus glory right there. Who else has got pain in their lower back? Come. You don't go. You're in the army here. Come on. Give me your hands. Who's got more faith than you? You just get healed. Come here. All right. It's not about me. It's about us, right? It's the church being the church. Your pain is in your back? How long has it been there?
About two years.
2 years. Was it an accident?
Yes, I fell.
Okay. I'm sure you've already done that, but let's just now take the word of God. Father, all of us together, we receive your love. We receive your forgiveness. And now, you can't give away what you don't have. You've got that forgiveness. Now, give it away. See, he forgave. He gave first. You're in a nautical atmosphere. The front of the boat is the fore, and the back of the word is the boat is the aft. Forgive is to give up front. Give first. He gave first. We receive, and now we give it away. So just release his love and forgiveness into that situation right now. Maybe to yourself if you fell, or maybe somebody left something, you tripped, or maybe it was icy. Whatever, doesn't matter. Whatever it was, just forgiveness right there. You've probably already done it, but let's just get it in the atmosphere right now. Okay. Come put your hand on her back. Now, you don't have to have a back prayer. Just release the love of the Father. If you got a back prayer, use it. But you don't need one.
Because it's the anointing that heals. It's the Father's love that heals. There it is. Now feel the love of the Father right now. Oof. Right there. Now bend over. We don't want to pray ourselves into unbelief. Bend all the way over. I know it hurts. It's easy now. Thank you, Lord. Am I doing something I shouldn't be doing? Pastor Andy, are we okay? Okay. Come on up again. Now feel the heat of the Holy Spirit right now, the love, the passion of the Father.
The thing about bartending was I never liked working Sundays, and guess what? You get what you need.
How's your back feel? What was it when you first came in? Give me a... When you came in, it was one?
No, I
want to. Oh, I get you. Okay. All right, so we got to go from a 1 to a 0. That's not a big jump.
Thank you, God. I came in tired tonight. You're making it easy for me. How was your night? It was a night of ones. It was great. I've been to places where I can say, 0 to 10, what's it like? 30. By the way, I'm not a Christian.
Oh, good. Get ready.
Okay, Father, put your hand right there. Right there. Church, everybody, first is the first great commandment. Love the Lord your God, right? With all your heart, all your mind. The second is likened unto it, which is love your neighbor as yourself. So you could say number one is fill up, right? Number two is give it away. I mean, that's why you'd fill up, right? So you could give it away. So let's fill up. Everybody put your hands up if you like. You don't have to do anything, but just fill up. First great commandment. Fill up on his love. Now, on the count of three, this is not witchcraft. The other guys do witchcraft. This is prophetic drama. The earthly dramatization of a heavenly reality on earth as it is in heaven. On the count of three, let's just take the love and release it into her back now. One, two, three. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I was up in Wenatchee once about 5 years ago. I think it was Wenatchee. Up north, Linden, up in that area. And I had people throw the baseball of love. It's kind of funny. And the lady, she had a bad wrist with a carpal tunnel, and she felt it go right through her wrist, and she started crying because she didn't think she was going to get healed, and she didn't believe that God loved her like he loved everybody else. And her whole wrist just went, whoosh. And people said, well, it's kind of silly. We're throwing baseballs at people. I said, no, it's no power in that. It's just something we all put our head around in unity. It's the unity. It's the momentum of the Spirit that moves. How you doing? Somebody give God glory right there. Thank you, Father. Father, continue to fill her. Holy Spirit, you're our hero. You took the one and made it a zero. In the spirit of promise, seal this up that nothing would be stolen. And everybody said,
amen. All right. Thank you so much. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Bend over one. Look at that. Woo-hoo. Go, you get all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
Lay your hands on me, will you? Come on. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody give God glory. That's God. He's doing stuff. Woo. I heard the word shoulder. Anybody got a bad shoulder, like a frozen shoulder or a rotator cuff? Is that you? Okay, we'll get you, then we'll get you. Come. I want to have like a Christian TV show. Got pain? Come on down. Got pain? Get Jesus. All right, now you can take what's behind door number one, or you can have the healing. No.
Healing.
You want the healing? Yay! All right, you said it. This one? Oh, good. The prophetic's still working. What's been going on with it?
I injured it.
Okay. How long?
2 weeks. I was lifting the back seat up.
Okay. And the ones on TV that go real easy?
It was not so easy.
Yeah, exactly. All right. There you go. Ooh, 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 ooh. Okay. Church together, just point your hearts in love towards the shoulder. And can you raise your arm can you raise it up now? That doesn't hurt when you do that? Is it restricted? Okay. Okay, right to the other. That's where it goes. That's what I needed to know. Okay. All right, church, let's just focus in. Ready? I'm not very good, am I? Okay. You want to get in on it, okay. We don't want to be part of it. I want to hear myself. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm praying, but God told me about 10 years ago, the church is straining way too hard for the gift that's already been given. He's not saying don't pray. Now, what's the biblical reference for that? Go to Exodus 14, the 15th and 16th verse. Moses is at the water, angry Egyptians behind him, water in front of him, impassable. Now, Pharaoh changed his mind. I don't know, we got a couple thousand chariots and horses. Have you ever had a horse gallop down on you? And you're in the way of the horse's hoofs, and it's one horse, and it's loud, and it's a little scary. Wouldn't you think? What about 1,000 horses driven by people who want to do you harm? Do you think you might have a motivation to pray like Moses did? And Moses did. He cried out to God. He did the 911 prayer. Help! We're going back to that place. More bricks, less straw. I don't want to go back there. We just got freed from there. I don't want to do that. The water's in front of us. Help me, God. You read in the book later, Exodus 14, 15th and 16th verse. God in his best King James says, why whinest thou unto me? What are you praying to me for? Raise the rod. Part the water that the children of Israel may go forward. He's not saying don't pray. He's saying pray in a different way. Pray in the fact that it's already happened. I've already sent my son. I took care of it. What are you asking me to do what I've already given you the power to do? What's the rod in the New Testament? Faith. Faith. Raise the rod of faith and part. We all know it's God parting the water. But raise the rod and come alongside what Jesus is already doing. And so right now, we're going to raise the rod of faith and we're going to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I want you to start moving your arm now. Just start with swinging it back like this. Do it back and forth. A little bit more each time. There you go. All the way. Right there. All the way up. You go. That's higher. Whoa, look at that. Come on, Jesus. Look at that. Whoa, miracle. Come on, keep going. It can't be happening. It's probably his sister. He planted her in the crowd. I saw you. That's why I made you do it, because I knew God would tell me he was going to get it. He likes you. All right? Not only loves you, he likes you. All right. Go ahead. Just keep going. Okay, and I want you to get ready for the big finale. Ready? Come on. I know. Memory goes, no, it's going to hurt. No. All right, just wow. Ooh, yeah. Oh, that's on faith. Okay, that's okay. Okay, let me just give you a little thing right here. Okay, just like, how many people are mature enough in years to remember 3-in-1 oil?
3-in-1 oil. The rest of you are lying.
No.
There used to be a thing, 3-in-1 oil, and you'd be a little... Right?
Ready?
Unite! You go,
The awakening. Oh, we're at the beginnings of the awakening. There we go. 3-in-1. Ready? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's very religious. Absolutely. The oil is a sign of the anointing. The anointing. I'm not making fun. It's the most precious substance on the face of the earth. Jesus died that we may have it. But I think he had a little fun when he healed them. I mean, he was hanging out with Peter. Imagine hanging out with the original 12. That must have been a riot. What do you think, Peter? Peter, off the water. Come here. What do you think, Thomas? I doubt it. Imagine John. He's just looking for a shoulder. I love everybody. Yeah. Hey, it was great. What a crew. You know? Now, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Ready? God. That's not me. That's God. That's the word of God, releasing the word of God. The power, his voice will be heard with the power of his word. By his stripes you were healed. Now give it out. Look at that! Somebody give God some glory here, hello? The guys that knew me at the bar, they say, "You're in ministry. Well, what do you do now?" I said, "Well, we tell stories, we sing, we make people go, woo!" I said, it's like, no formula. Be the gift you are. Release the word of God the way he made you. You don't have to be smiling. I cried for years because my life was miserable because I made it miserable. I like to have a good time. But there's a season for everything, as it says in Ecclesiastes. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. There's a season for everything. I like to have a good time. But that doesn't mean you have to be laughing and giggling and making jokes to have God heal. God will do whatever he wants to do, however he wants to do it. He's sovereign God when he wants to do it. It's all about him. He just loves each one of us in the way that he made us and wants us to join in with him in the way that he made us. And when we come together as a group, the word to equip, like it is in Ephesians, for the equipping of the saints, in the ancient Greek, the word to equip is the word katatismos, and it's better understood in its ancient, deeper, fuller Greek meaning as the fitting together of body parts that have been separated. So to equip the body is to come together with Jesus at the head. To remember, not just remember, but remember the body. So find out who he's fit you with. Might even be one of them sandpaper people. You gotta have reconciliation. God gave a word through a prophet by the name of Billy Young in Maryland. Mighty man of God, he just resonates with me. And he gave a word just before that bridge collapsed. I think it was in Minnesota in 2007, before the economy went in the tank. And he said, make right the relationships that are broken. Rebuild the bridges of your relationship because the glory I'm about to send, you will not be able to handle on your own. And it might even be the people that you don't like. That word reconcilia, the Latin word cilia is eyelash. Reconciliation is the ability to look eye to eye. Aligning your eyelashes. You know when you see somebody things aren't right with, and I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people, you know, all of a sudden you're three rows over in the supermarket. Or you get real small and you look in the other direction because you don't want to look eye to eye. Unless you're an overly aggressive person. You don't want to do that. So it's not until you have reconciliation, your heart is right, that you can look somebody eyebrow to eyebrow. God wants us to be reconciled so that as the body of Christ we can come together. He didn't say we have to be in agreement. He didn't say we even have to apply the gospel the same way. That's why he made us all different. That's why there's different fellowships. It's okay. Everybody has a different flavor. And when you put us in the stew pot together, you're supposed to stir it up and it's supposed to come out tasting good. And if there's a piece missing, it's because it doesn't taste good because there's a piece missing. It doesn't not taste good because there's a piece in there that's gone bad. So be the gift you are. Be the flavor you are. Hang out with those that the same flavor because that's how we become tribe. And don't knock the other tribe. Come together and be in reconciliation with them. Look eyebrow to eyebrow so that together the note you sing, to use an audible metaphor, symphony, the Greek word symphonious means agreement. A symphony is all the different notes coming together making a sweet sound. And when the body of Christ comes together and makes a sweet sound, there is an attraction to the lost. Who would want to join a club where everybody's always griping and talking about the other guy? Now that's a word, not just for this region, but for every region. Go to Jeremiah 33, and the sheep, the shepherd, they will lie down with the shepherds. They will graze together and then go back to their own flock. They will graze together. They will cross-pollinate. They'll be together. They'll make symphonious sound together and then go back and make their own notes. Go back to their own fellowships. Not be griping, but we don't have to agree. We just need to be in unity. And don't leave your, if you're not in a flock, get in one. And when you get in one, don't leave until you send. Because there's power in the sending, there's power in the going. There's not power in the leaving, there's power in the going when you're sent. That's just the word of God. You want to be a sent one. It's the same word, apostolos, angelos. The same apostles and angels, the same job description in different realms. When people pass into glory, it's the apostles that send them over the bridge, and the angels receive them. Same job. Now, I've got goofy angel theology. I mean, we worship Jesus. I don't worship angels. I worship Jesus. But I honor the angels, the ministering spirits of Hebrews 1:14, who are sent for our salvation, our sozo-ness. Sozo is more than an inner healing thing. Sozo is the fullness of salvation right here, right now. You don't have to go to heaven to get it. You can get your total inheritance right here, right now, by faith. You don't have to wait for the sweet by and by. Amen? All right. Yeah. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Who's got a skin irritation or a rash, an itchiness, a skin irritation? I just heard that. Somebody's got an itchiness or a skin thing. Nobody? Go ahead. I had a fellow in Seagraves, Texas, west of Lubbock, last week at the same thing as the worship leader, Chris, and it went away. Let me stand up.
Together, we've seen God move with no respect for persons at this word. What's your name?
Lord.
Okay, Lord, just stand right there. You don't have to do nothing. No, God, do nothing. All right. Good. Just relax. Take a breath in. Now let it out.
And then the Holy Ghost.
Breathe out the stuff.
Fill the atmosphere with faith tonight and now. You get to be the recipient of that and walk right in there. You don't have to do anything. See, God is the great I am. He's not the great I do. He breathed into us in Genesis 2:7. He breathed into man and women, mankind. We're full of God breath. That's who we are. God breathed in. I am full of God breath. And when the world makes me think I'm something else, I'm full of Jesus. Because I've let him in. And there's not a devil in hell that can stand up to that revelation. Jesus lives in me. I resonate his word. I radiate his light. We're not a bunch of resonating radiators. That's what's his name down in Tennessee. Good old boy. Ray Hughes, the worship leader. He does a great thing on YouTube. Google it. The Sound of Heaven. Ray Hughes, the Sound of Heaven. That's awesome. Resonating radiators. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Sound. The Sound became light. You know, sonoluminescence is when sound gets to a certain decibel, it becomes light. It's a scientific fact. It's right there in the Bible. They've been arguing. The science is nothing more than God, man's attempt to understand God. It's not either or, it's and. Hey, New Age friends, and I do have some friends that are New Age, they're lovely people, they're just plugged into the wrong power source, God love them. Right? You know? And they're cool. You know, they're into levitation. You know? The guy out in Las Vegas that does all the tricks, you know. He says, well, that's cool. How's that working for you? I said, my God levitates the universe with his very word every day. What are you talking about? You know? They say to me, what's your sign? I love this one. I say, yield. Yield to the Holy Ghost. What month is that? Every month. They're rocking for Jesus. All right, now that neuropathy. So you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your veins. By faith, you're a daughter of the King. You have regal and royal blood flowing through your veins, pumped to the beat of a loving Father's heart. Now the awareness and the revelation of who lives inside you. Blood brings life to the body. Blood brings oxygen to the body. Oxygen brings life. Glory is the oxygen of heaven, and now the glory in you exploding right now, healing everything inside you that is not of him. Anything not at ease, anything dis-ease now, just as Jesus calmed the wind and the waves, calmed the storm when he was in the boat, on the lake, I say the very same word with the very same love and authority coming from the Father. Look me right in the eyes, I say, peace of Jesus Christ to your body right now. Are you tingling when you walked in tonight? Okay. of the warmth of the Father's love around you, the peace that passes all understanding, the joy that no man can take away. Now, just rest in that right now, peace. What's your body feel like?